Hello, hello, and welcome to In Brighton Live. Actually, once again, thankfully, we are actually live with some live music in the Radio Reverb studio on Saturday afternoon. And I think it's the 2nd of February. March, not February. 2nd of March. Mordy is chortling in the background there. Mordy is our audience for the day. Oh, and photographer. However, we are very lucky to have in the studio Mirica.
Thank you.
Oh, hang on a minute. Yep. Hello, Mirica.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me here.
No, thanks very much for coming. Also at short notice, but also with JJ accompanying on the guitar, but he's lost his voice. So, he's going to give it.
Yeah, he's going to be very silent today.
A guitar greeting there. Okay. He'll have to sit forward when he plays the guitar, though, more. But so Mirica is now based in Brighton, although apparently been lots of places, but originally from Canada. But we'll hear all about that. So Mirica has got three albums so far.
Four albums, actually.
And some fabulous videos that we'll tell you about as well that you can see on YouTube. Today she is live in the Radio Reverb studio. It's just after five, and we are here in the heart of the Old Steen in Brighton. And funnily enough, I seem to have noticed that I've neglected to actually do any sound checking at all. However,
we'll make it work, I'm sure.
We will make it work, yes, as we go. Sorry, do bear with us. Mirica, great. I met Mirica and JJ at the Bee's Mouth just the other night, Thursday it was, and it was a night that Mirica organises called Lipstick and Picks.
Yeah, once a month we do a female music night at the Bee's Mouth, and just want to get a good community going of chick musicians, and so we can play gigs together. And so far it's great. We had Zoe Hazel at the last one. We've got Coco Pelli at the next one on March the 28th, so I'm super stoked for it.
It was really good fun, and Mirica played herself, although on that occasion, she did a set which was pretty much bass, her on bass, and then JJ on bongos.
Yeah, I made him play bongos.
With songs.
He's a guitarist originally, but...
but it's rare to see, bass music, bass-based music, girl kind of rock pop. But anyway, that was really, really good. But sadly, we're trying out just with the guitar and singing and maybe some thumb piano.
Yeah, some thumb piano as well.
And possibly some other stuff as we go along. But that's the main thing today, to see how we get on. And hopefully we'll be able to bring you some live bass music at some point.
Oh, I'd love to.
In the future. We have got the technology now. I guess we ought to start off with, continue with a song.
Yeah, definitely. We'd love to play for you.
Okay.
We're going to play a song called Miranda to start off from my latest album, which is called The Little Ginger in Me Loves the Little Ginger in You.
Absolutely brilliant. Okay, take it away.
Whoa, Miranda. Whoa. Right down there, down below, and give it popped up from the back. You okay with Orlando? And she said, I'm Miranda Kern. What I say goes, oh, 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 Miranda. Got those long legs, see how
does she move on? Every time I say no way, she reminds me what's between a man. I tried to resist her, but hell, I'm only human. Besides, what idiot could resist Miranda? My sweet, sweet love and all. Miranda. Whoa, Miranda. Whoa. Oh, Miranda, cause she says that she thinks I'm mean. Cause I got the coolest friends out on the hip-hop scene. And that she'd like to get to know me. Can she be VIP? And I said, please, Miranda, cause won't you quit playing with me? Oh, Miranda. Whoa, Miranda. Whoa. She's got those hot hips straight from the oven. Because she's got cute cupcakes where other girls just got muffins. And I'll try hard to resist her, but hell, I'm only human. Besides, what idiot could resist Miranda? Cause sweet, sweet love and all. Miranda. Whoa, Miranda. Whoa.
Gordy is too busy looking at her amazing photos to clap. Sorry. That was Miranda by Murica.
Thank you, thank you.
Accompanied by JJ on the guitar.
Hopefully Miranda Kerr will sometime hear it and decide she needs to meet me.
Who is this Miranda Kerr?
Miranda Kerr is a Victoria's Secret model, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
From Australia, no doubt.
From Australia?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's something to think about. I have to look her up on the old internet at some point. I didn't, you know, that I was just too busy trying to get the sound right there, so I didn't really listen to the words. What is your sort of, you know, interest in this Miranda Kerr?
Oh, she's just very pretty.
She's just very pretty.
She's okay. Very pretty.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was going to say,
She seems like a very nice person.
She seems like a very nice person. Yes, I know lots of, you know, I can think of lots of people like that. But just, you know, I was going to say, well, you know, before you start looking up this Miranda Kerr, you could also look up Murica, and we better spell your name first.
Yes, because no one will get it otherwise. Just don't call me Murica.
Murica, not Murica. It's Murica. Murica. Like miracle.
Yeah, there you go.
Like miracle, only Murica. And it's Mirika.
Yeah.
If you look it up, then we'll see. And we'll get round to the amazingly amazingly good videos as well afterwards. But we're going to actually play some of that as well. So Miranda is here in the studio with JJ, and we're going to be playing some more songs live. And then we're also going to play some tracks from some of her albums.
Excellent.
And you say you've got now four albums.
Yeah, four albums.
Wow.
It's chalking up there.
Okay. So you must have been quite busy, or have you been, you know, at it for longer than it might seem?
Yeah, no, I've been playing forever. I started writing when I was like 8, I think. So, you know, the recordings is just catching up to all the songs that I've got.
Right, okay. Well, that's quite unusual. It's quite a young age to start writing songs. Were you encouraged, or did it just happen?
Oh, yeah,
my
mother was a musician, so she used to play with, like, Joni Mitchell and Gordon Lightfoot and that whole crew.
Ooh.
So
Now, they were two of the famous, the quite a lot of genius Canadian musicians that I was making a little list of earlier on.
Yes.
Today. There was Joni Mitchell, Neil Young as well.
Yeah, Neil Young. You know, he drove across, like, all of North America in a hearse.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was his, like, first pilgrimage, I suppose.
Right, okay.
He drove to Hollywood in a hearse. Such a fitting story, I think.
Okay. Was that just because he was a bit morbid, or was it like a publicity stunt? Or,
no,
or
no.
Had he taken lots of acid?
I think that was all he had access to, probably. It seems like it would be a Neil Young thing, that it would be just the cheapest thing available. So, you know, yeah, that's good on petrol.
quite possibly.
It'll fit a guitar in the back.
funnily enough, we down at the Seven Stars the other day, there was a gig at that Zubron night. My friend thought that the band were loading their gear into a hearse outside, which it turned out not to be. It was just like kind of long, low black van.
I have to say, there's only so many vehicles that are reasonably priced that you can fit your instruments
into. Exactly.
And you need a tour van if you want to be able to go anywhere.
Absolutely.
Vans are expensive, so if you can find a really big car that will fit a drum set, a few amps, and
what better than a hearse? And if you took it and painted it psychedelic colours, you see, then that would be really kind of unusual as well.
I know. Now, take it to a whole new level.
I'm sure that people did used to do that. I've got a kind of thriller, cheap thriller book written from the 1960s, which is called The Zebra Striped Hearse, which is about some surfers in America who get into crime or something, and they drive around in this hearse that's painted zebra stripes.
So
you could do a psychedelic one. Anyway, that was Neil Young.
Okay, so
we're back to famous Canadian musicians with Joni Mitchell and Gordon Lightfoot. Not many people remember Gordon Lightfoot nowadays, but I grew up on him, really, you know, back in the sort of early 70s. And were there any others then? Because who else was there?
The band.
Yeah. Of course they were. Yes. Although I have to say, one of my favourite musical facts is about Robbie Robertson being a Native American. Mm. Well, he's mostly Native American,
sure.
Anyway, but he's one of the few Native Americans in rock. But anyway, okay, so the band.
The Tragically Hip are my favourite, but they're not.
Tragically Hip.
They're not famous anywhere out of Canada, but they're amazing. They're just the best band. And in Canada, they're massive. Like, they fill whole hockey arenas.
okay.
That's the level of success you want to get to. If you can fill a hockey arena, it means you're doing good.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's probably, presumably, that's the sort of the big arena that you have
totally,
there. Yes.
Totally.
So you did say though that you didn't. I mean, when you say you've lived in lots of different places like Australia, and now obviously Brighton, which is great for us.
Yeah. Just moved up to Brighton in October. I really like it. I mean, it's. I lived in New Zealand for a long time before this, and I was living in London last year, and I just missed the beach. And we came up here for the Great Escape last year, and yeah, just fantastic. Just needed to make a move up here.
Indeed. Well, sorry, I'm going back to Canada because I did. It was quite funny because every time I meet someone from Canada, I always have this joke that we might be related because so many of my sort of ancestors went to live in Canada, and then they all went to live in this one place apparently back in 1850, and it was called Brock, Ontario. And then I said this to you, and you said, I come from Brockville, which is actually in Ontario too.
It is.
So it's not very far away. I'm trying to look on the map now.
I know, I should have looked
now.
This up as well.
Well, I'll look up at another point and see. But anyway, so no, it was that, I say, something like loads and loads of people who I'm related to all went to live in this place, and then they all had 90 grandchildren, so they probably kind of spread out all around that area. But it is a coincidence that you're from Brockville.
Definitely.
What was Brockville like then?
A very small town. I mean, I grew up on a 100-acre farm, so just...
Were there lots of your neighbours, were they, like, tall with German-sounding names?
No. Well, Canada's really multicultural, you've got the French and the English, and you've got all the First Nation languages as well, and then all the immigrants, so it's really multicultural. Like, you'll go to a bank machine in Canada, and there's, like, 10 different languages that
really?
You can choose from.
Really? Wow.
You know, and I could just be speaking out of nowhere because it's been 10 years now since I've lived in Canada, so I might have no idea. Might just be English full stop everywhere you go, but back in the day, it's very multicultural.
Let's hope it is still, too.
I know.
And, well, at least you've come to the right place because you should feel at home in Brighton because we're quite multicultural, too, in our way.
Definitely. You hear a million different languages every time you walk down the street. It's great.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't know. Oh, JJ, how about a song? You look like you're sort of, chilling out there.
Yeah, he doesn't have to play the next one, though.
Oh, right.
He's on a break at the moment. I'll play something, though. This is on my thumb piano. This is about Melbourne, actually.
Oh, right, in Australia.
In Australia. percussion constructing every line. Build a bridge from basics from my everyday life. Be my virtuoso, don't you take the time. Play in my creative space, play bass into the night. MC Melbourne is alive. Tell me you're a good boy, cause I really want to tape. Gold star to your forehead, everybody knows you're great. This could be the music to lose it to be your saint. Christopher is traveling rhythms of great haste, playing cymbals and shakers and little noise makers. Guitars and keyboards plugged into your Zoom board. Cymbals and shakers were little love makers of sound. Love makers of sound. Beatboxing and whistling and on the xylophone. I like to go out, but I'm happiest at home. Can't tell the rhythm of my instruments, the rawness of the intermittent harmonies. Get into it, the naked studio. Cymbals and shakers and little noise makers. Guitars and keyboards plugged into your Zoom board. Cymbals and shakers were little love makers of sound. Love makers of sound. Listen to the music play until we get it right. The devil's in the details, but tonight he's in your eyes. So patch me in the second verse, your kisses teach me to rehearse. Collaboration is a curse that never strikes you twice. MC Melbourne is alive. She will play that riff you like later tonight. Well, when it gets quiet. Thank you. I love that thumb piano. It's an awesome little instrument.
Well, I do too. What was that called then, again?
A thumb piano, I think.
No, the song.
The song's called MC Melbourne. That's off my last album as well.
MC Melbourne.
MC Melbourne, yeah.
Okay.
On the record, we have a cello player that's playing along as well.
Oh, okay. And that, okay, it is indeed a thumb piano. And we were talking about what you call thumb pianos, because in Africa they've got a sort of different name. But that, I never, don't know what it is. So anyway, so that is a thumb piano. And that's also unusual. I was saying it was unusual to see people just singing with a bass. And it's also unusual to hear people singing with a thumb piano, just, which it works really well, though.
Yeah, well, all the little instruments came about because I had an arm injury, so I couldn't play bass for a long period of time. So I started playing with keyboards and, you know, thumb pianos and percussion and guitar and xylophones and all sorts of little things. So the last record's just layers of all sorts of all sorts of stuff. It's great.
So, I mean, having made these four albums, I mean, do you have like a record label, or do you do it yourself? Or
do it myself under EOI Productions, which has been putting out my records the last couple of years.
Is that you or?
That is my lovely partner.
Oh, I see. Okay, JJ, today the silent partner,
because
of his lost his voice.
Yes.
It's a bit like having Harpo Marx in the studio.
I know. Yeah. Well, I'm very fortunate because he's a great producer, so he has a very good ear.
Obviously, I don't need to say anything.
I know.
Even from that distance, you can hear how throaty he sounds.
So I know, poor thing.
It won't make him do more. Okay, so when did you actually start then making the records then? I mean, because you said you started writing songs when you were 8.
Yeah, the first record, I guess, I recorded when I was 19. And then I've just been going since then. I won't say how old I am now.
But however, going back, now you did say that your mum used to hang out or play with Joni Mitchell. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, that was before I came around, obviously.
Really? Oh, so you didn't get to hang out with Joni Mitchell when you were a baby?
No, that would have been nice,
though. That's not fair. Did your mum keep telling you, whoa, Joni this and Joni that?
No.
Which you would do, though, really, surely. Sorry. Tell us the story there. What did she actually do then? Your mum.
She used to play on a TV show called After Four.
Right.
So, they used to have these sort of sing-along TV shows where they had the house band and she was part of the house band.
Oh, really?
So she met a whole bunch of people and played in different gigs and stuff when she was going through university as well.
Wow. Cool. And she said to you, I know what... how about making some music? And here you are today.
I don't think anyone who's a musician would encourage someone else to be a musician.
Well, certainly.
I think we all know how hard that road is.
Well, absolutely. I'm glad to hear you say that, because that's one of the few things that I know about Joni Mitchell was that she was very disillusioned eventually with the music business. She used to sort of say very harsh things about them and, was very kind of, put off by it all, which is terrible because she was so brilliant and everything. And it's quite often the way that, one thing about being musicians is that I personally would want my musicians to be sensitive, and not kind of, hard-nosed and big-headed and pushy, because, who wants to listen to sort of what those people kind of have to say, whatever. But, you want someone who's quiet and sensitive, but they're likely to be, pushed around and abused by this kind of, the music machine.
Yeah, and I think, as much as it's easy enough to complain about the music industry and how there's not a lot of income that comes from it, the joys of being an independent musician is that you have so much freedom.
Right.
You don't make as much money, but it doesn't cost as much to make a record anymore. So there's lots of avenues in that way. And if you work in a collective and you're working with a lot of great musicians and a lot of people who like making videos, my videos are fantastic because of the people who worked on them, it's quite a nice little atmosphere. It's a good time to be in music if you look at it in that way.
Right. So you make your own videos too, which is you have to be multi-talented then and multi-skilled, not just kind of talented in one thing. You have to do other things too. But was this kind of doing it by yourself? Was that like a choice? Because weren't there sort of whatever few record companies or whatever there are still around? Weren't they sort of trying to sign you up and stuff?
Yeah. Well, I certainly had a lot of offers when I was first doing music before I even released my first record. And I was finding I was spending so much on lawyer fees that I just put that into a record and make my own record?
Right.
And once I started making my own records, nobody offered to make records for me anymore.
Wow.
So
well.
I suppose that's just the way it goes.
I guess so.
If I met someone that wanted to, do it the way that would be awesome for both of us, then that would be cool too. But it's I think once you get to a certain point, people don't think that you need yet. They need, they're needed anymore.
Yes, if they think, she's already doing this, what does she need us for, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, certainly, the videos and the records, I must say, they look, like proper band kind of things, or proper, proper records.
Proper records.
Yes. Well, that's what we in the radio business call it. My friend was talking about this band, and he said, "Yes, they're like a proper band." Yeah. Records are certainly like proper records, and videos are like proper videos too. What do you see? Where do you see yourself though going to? I mean, what would be kind of?
If I could play like 360 days a year,
right.
I'd be happy.
And
in an ideal world.
And what would be your ideal place to play in if you're going to?
Oh,
if you haven't been there already.
Everywhere. Right, okay. Just put me in a van.
A hearse, yeah.
A hearse painted in zebra stripes.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Drive me to Hollywood.
Well, that sounds good.
Maybe not from here.
No.
It might be over here.
No. Somewhere warmer, perhaps. So you also, not only do you make your records and videos, but also you put on these nights as well.
Yeah.
And that's last Thursday of the month.
Last Thursday of every month at the Bee's Mouth.
Indeed.
And I also host their open mic there, co-host their open mic on Wednesday nights as well. So
is that every Wednesday?
Yeah, every Wednesday. So
and can anybody go?
Yeah, anybody can come down. Starts at 9 o'clock. Put your name on the list, play some music, play some original music, I'd say.
Original music, okay. and so, but with the lipstick and picks, which is last Thursday.
Yeah, that's just for the chicks. That's just for the ladies.
Do you find everybody yourself, or can people ask you?
Oh yeah, people definitely come and ask me. Okay. Definitely come and ask me. Send me your stuff, because I'm still new to Brighton as well, and also because you know, the Bee's Mouth is really great. They don't charge cover, so I can have bands come from out of town as well. If anybody's got a friend that needs an excuse to come up and visit them in Brighton that also happens to be a really great female musician, get in touch with me and yeah, they can come up and play while they're here.
Right, we'll give all your contact details.
Exactly, wicked, thanks.
At the end, so that'd be great. Indeed. Now, that is a thing that people say that, let's see, that certainly in rock and roll music, that sort of it's a hard, you know, life for girl musicians, and like always has been. And in first, you know, nobody would even, you know, let girls be musicians. And we were talking about how Suzy Quatro was the first kind of girl rock musician ever in the 1970s. I mean, I know there were others, but they were like session musicians, and there were singers, but she was an actual bass player who had her own band. But she was like 1971 or two before that happened. And then ever since then, you know, there's never, you know, it's always been kind of very few and, you know, hardly as many, not, you know, like most people think of rock as a male kind of thing. Although in pop music, though, now, everyone is now saying that girls are sort of, you know, are at the top. Like, you know, like Beyonce says, you know, sort of girls are running things. Because there's her and I don't know who else, and Rihanna and Adele and Jessie J and that, you know. They're sort of like the biggest thing in pop.
So true, but there's all these really great, you know, female musicians that are still flying so under the radar, like the Lovely Eggs. I saw them play here. They're from Manchester, I think they're from, or somewhere up there. And they're fantastic, and she plays guitar with this drummer, and you know, I'm a big fan of Peaches, you know, especially as a Canadian expat, so she's great.
Is she another Canadian?
Yeah, she's Canadian originally. Moved to Germany, and that's when she started doing all the electro stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's educational as well for me, this program. Okay. Oh, you did say that, yes, because one of your records, you say, which we're going to play at the end, is actually drum and bass. Do you do that producing and mixing and all that kind of thing, and or sampling?
Live drums and bass.
Oh, really?
I'm not playing the drums. Okay. I have a very great drummer named Simon Masuto, and he's brilliant. He's from Melbourne. He's living in London at the moment, and just hardwire. He's great.
Right. Okay. So it's live drum and bass.
Yep. Live drum and bass.
Excellent. Well. Okay, we're going back to the bass playing. So when did you decide you were going to play the bass?
I suppose it was in my early 20s. Like, I think I was already playing bass anyway on the guitar. I just didn't have it on the bass yet. And on my second record, like, I down-tuned everything. And after that, I was like, why am I not just playing a friggin' bass guitar? So my friend Fleur Jack, who's a really great bassist and used to play in this great band out in New Zealand, was like, just take my old bass and play the bass guitar is what you really should be doing anyway. And that was like, it's like it all made sense from there.
Right. And so what's been your experience? Did people sort of say, and did people encourage you? Because this is quite a different world now. There are lots of girl musicians now, a lot more. They're not, you know, there's not like millions, but there are more. So did you find that people were saying, yeah, go on, sort of, whereas back in the 70s, they'd been saying, oh, that's weird, you know, why are you doing that? Now they would say, oh, maybe.
Well, at first when I was like, oh, yeah, I want to play in a, you know, originally I was like, I want to play in a three-piece, you know, I want to sing, have a drummer and a bass player, and people were like, that's not going to work. And so I couldn't find a bass player to actually do it, so that was, I suppose, one of the other motivators for learning how to play it myself. It bloody works. I don't know, I don't understand why people don't think it should work. It does work. For sure.
Sorry, poor JJ is go on, have a Strepsil. Go on, he's suffering here for his art. So it was, yeah, so you had to play the bass because, you know, you couldn't get anyone to do it.
Yeah.
that's just not fair.
I know.
Still, well, I think let's have another song.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Maudie's going next door. Okay. Yeah. That's right. Thank you very much for the photos. We'll look forward to seeing them, Maudie, in a bit. Oopsie daisy. So, Mirica, now based in Brighton.
Originally
from Canada and the world, live in the Radio
and
River.
My heart is still Kiwi.
Okay. it is now half past five on Saturday, the 2nd of March, or it may be half past two in the afternoon on Tuesday, the 5th of March, or it may be half past seven on Saturday, the 9th of March. So whatever time of day it is, you're having a nice day. We're having fun here in the Radio Reverb Studio in the Old Steen in Brighton with Mirica and JJ on the guitar. So Mirica, what are you going to sing now?
Yeah, I'm going to sing a song called Morgan & Co. And this one's for the ladies.
Okay.
Stars, I still have love to give away, and I thank Morgan and Co. for making sure I was okay. Well, David Bowie love changes, and maybe I love them too. Well, Charlie Pride loved his ladies, and I love my girls too, because I thought that I was through with love songs. Thought I'd given away all of my better days. I thought that I was through with love songs. Think I've forgotten just how brave I am. Just how brave I am. 'Cause I could text them or call them, or I could rock around their house, and they are keen to wingman me when I need a night out. So thanks to Alex and Sarah and LB and Lee. Well, thanks to Karen and Fleur and Honorary KB, because I thought I was through with love songs. Thought I'd given away all of my better days. I thought that I was through with love songs. Think I've forgotten just how brave I am. Just how brave I am. Just how brave I am. Never forget again.
So, thank you. Okay, that was Mirica live in the Radio Reverb Studio.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. I really, really appreciate it.
No, thank you very much for coming in because, well, you did agree to come at the very last minute because it was only Thursday night.
I know.
It's now Saturday. But it's brilliant. But I just had a feeling that the band who were going to be here were going to have a double bill, a double feature, so to speak, and then they couldn't do it. So it was great that you could, you know, step in.
Everybody's been sick. Actually, one of my favourite gigs I played was when the band was sick and we got to stand in. I was touring with Kit and Con, which is my two-piece. And we were going through Europe. And we were going to open for a band in Darmstadt in Germany.
Oh, goodness.
And then they cancelled at the last minute. So we got ushered in. We got, like, fed this beautiful meal on white tablecloths. We got encored three times. It was bloody fantastic.
You're making me feel guilty now. We haven't got any of that stuff yet. So we haven't even got any water or a loo. It's just we're pretty rubbish, really, in that respect. In the hospitality,
department. You don't need that stuff to make music.
No. So yeah, indeed. So we can't give you stuff, but we can appreciate you. Because it's just, you know, in our humble way.
My point was that you never turn down something last minute because you never know how wonderful it's going to be if you don't do it.
Well, absolutely, indeed, and I felt really, I was really happy that I went along to see you, because I sort of had the feeling too that I thought, well, if I go and see, Mirica, maybe she'll be good and she can come and be on the radio.
Excellent.
There you are, and here you are. but it was funny though, because I realised that in fact my friend had posted one of your videos on Facebook, and I looked at it and thought, well, I thought, she's like a big pop star, and you're saying that you made that yourself. That was the Legs for Africa one.
Yeah,
tell us about that, because what's it about?
The thing is like when I was living in New Zealand, because I lived in New Zealand for 6 years, and I got picked on by being short. And I don't think I'm short at all. In fact, I'm regular.
Are they all really tall in New Zealand or something?
Yes, they're all like, Zenith the Warrior Princess. Like, they're all super tall. All my girlfriends are super tall. So I got picked on all the time for being short. So when I moved to Australia, I was like, wow, I'm regular here. This is fantastic. So
I have to say, New Zealand, that doesn't sound very nice, but...
No, they're beautiful. They're like lovely Amazon women. They're fantastic.
Okay, right. Okay, so you thought you wrote a song, because the song is kind of about being short. But what's it got to do with Africa or legs? Or is that because African girls are tall or something?
Well, Africa actually is home to the shortest women and also the tallest women.
Right,
so,
right,
you know, a little indeed. Fact in history.
Absolutely.
So it's about diversity, everybody's really beautiful, no matter what, short or tall.
That is a marvellous sentiment, and I suppose having talked about it now, we're going to play the song so people can look it up. So this is on your album, this is on your America album.
Yeah.
And it is track 2. So here is Mirica. Where did you record this then?
This one was recorded, I suppose, started being recorded in Melbourne and then finished in London.
Right. And what about the video? Because the video is like in a big studio with sort of all these girls in amazing costumes.
I know, the costumes are fantastic. And we had a choreographer, we had all this stuff. It's really, really fun.
Yeah.
The boys who did that video, Dom and Frenchie, they're just really talented and... yeah, thankfully lots of people wanted to work on it.
Well, don't look at it now. Just listen here on Radio Reverb, and you can look at that on YouTube later. Here is Legs for Africa with Mirica.
Your feet.
There we go. Legs for Africa by Mirica on the album, which is called Mirica. Is that right?
Yes. Well, it's called The Little Ginger in Makeup Loves the Little Ginger in You.
Okay, that's written quite small.
Fine print.
I'm going to have to get better glasses there. Okay, and that is available.
It's a long title.
it's available to buy. The Little Ginger in Me Loves the Little Ginger in You.
There you go.
And it's got a nice picture of a fairground. Mirica on a fairground.
Yeah, that's in Brighton, actually. That was before we moved here. That was when I first moved to London. We took a little day trip to come and do the photos for the record. And we came up to Brighton. That was my first time here. So the fairground that you see at the front is on the pier.
And there you are on the pier.
Yep,
absolutely.
Both of them are on the pier, actually. So
and so can people buy these albums? I hope so. They can.
If you Google me, you'll easily be able to find it. It's on iTunes. If you go to EOI Productions, you can buy everything directly from me, which is a lot nicer because it means you pay me instead of
absolutely.
You know, conglomerates. But
EOI Productions.
EOI Productions.
Right. But before that, though, the other one that we have here too. Oops, I must speak into the microphone while reaching around. The other one is called Kitten Con. But that's you as well, though.
Yeah, that's me and the drummer as a two-piece. You know, looking back to it, I should have just called it Mirican Masuto because he's got an awesome name as well. But at the time, we were like, yeah, we'll do this. We'll wear kitten ears. It'll be fun. And we had a great time. Like, you know, we toured all over Europe and had a blast. And so definitely was worth the adventure.
We will let's see, play a track off that at the end, because that one's called 23 kilos.
Yeah. That was the amount of luggage I was allowed to take when I left New Zealand.
Right, okay, really, that's all you could bring.
And, I know trying like to fit your life in 23 kilos.
It's like being a refugee. So you made the Legs for Africa video in a big studio, it looks like. Must have been a big studio too, though.
Yeah, we had to get a big studio. Yes, it was a little expensive, but, you know, you make these things work. And as I said, there's so many people that wanted to work on it. So if you've got a collective going, it, you know, cuts prices.
Okay. But then the next track we're going to play, which is called
Redheaded Woman.
That's got a video too, but that's slightly different because that's not you. That's a different girl, but she's in the Alexandra Palace, which is a great big sort of stately home thing in London.
She's a beautiful dancer. Her name's Megan Adar, and she's from Australia, and she was finishing up studying at Lanes. She's now had to go back to Australia because her visa's expired, as so many people unfortunately find themselves in England with an expired visa. So she had to leave. But before that, she thankfully did this video for Redheaded Woman, and it was all shot in one camera take in Alexandra Palace.
That's incredible.
Like, we only had 2 hours to shoot it. You know, those are the joys with limited budgets. You have short time frames. We had 2 hours, and she just nailed it. It's one shot.
That is so incredible. So presumably you had someone who really knew what they were doing with the camera.
Oh yeah, the boys. It was a really funny sight, actually, because I was sort of, you know, watching the doors and making sure nobody enters. And we had the two boys, one who's holding the camera was strapped on, and then the other one is chasing around with, you know, the speaker so she can hear what's going on.
Right.
And the light.
Running around with the speaker and the light.
Both of them are running around chasing after this dancer. Right. And they did it in one shot. Like, it's absolutely incredible.
That must have been amazing to see. It's the same.
There wasn't
somebody
to be honest
there videoing that happening,
because Megan is very graceful, but the two boys chasing after her with the camera, not so graceful, especially not by like the seventh time that they were shooting it.
It's amazing. It looks really great. Again, you can see that on YouTube. Redheaded Woman. Is that under the name Mirica?
Mirica. Yeah,
Mirika, in case you've just tuned in, is live here in the Radio Reverb studio in Brighton Live. But let's play that as well, because then we've still got to play another track, and we've got to give you a few forthcoming attractions. So here is from the album...
The Little Ginger in Me Loves the Little Ginger in You.
Redheaded Woman.
So smart, she's into
not always classy, but she's a class act. In fact, she's downright and dirty, but I'm hot for that. She's the center of attention, getting everyone's affection. My red-headed woman. Your heart's that rare combination of pretty and smart. You'd be scared to approach her. She's wild like ambrosia. My redheaded woman. My redheaded woman. Of a minor indiscretion, she's my obsession, my redheaded woman.
Was Red-Headed Woman by Mirica on the album The Little Ginger in Me Loves the Little Ginger in You. And also that has got that fabulous video shot in Alexandra Palace. But you can see on YouTube. Now, you can find all these things if you just Google Mirica, or we shouldn't say Google, but search for M-I-R-I-K-A. And so the YouTube, Legs for Africa with number 4 and Red-Headed Woman. You see those videos. Well worth checking out. And, well, I'd like to thank Mirica for coming along to the Radio Reverb studio and singing live and playing.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great. And JJ, even though he can't speak today.
And JJ, who can't speak, yes. And you can cough. And and so with Mirica on thumb piano and JJ on guitar, it's been a great pleasure having you here, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much. Come to the Lipstick and Picks next month.
Lipstick and Picks on Thursday
the 28th of March.
28th of March month. At the Bee's Mouth. It doesn't cost anything to get in.
No.
It's in this nice little cosy room, which is kind of all red and, you know, and quite warm, actually. Although maybe it'll be hot then, but anyway. Let's hope so. There's a really good atmosphere down there, but come down. So you're going to be playing there, and then, but there also there'll be... who else will there be?
Next month we've got Coco Pelli and Simone Alexandra. I might not actually be playing at the next one. I might play a couple songs, but you know, I don't want it to just be about me. I want it to be about all the wonderful female musicians. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so people can get in touch with you.
Yeah, get in touch with me
at
for sure.
www.mirica.com.
.ca. Yeah.
Oh, what does that stand for?
Canada.
Oh, Canada. You're .canada. Cool. That's great. .ca, an unusual one. First time I've come across that. Well, so that's really absolutely brilliant. We're going to play another slightly different sound of Mirica's.
Yeah, play something from 23 Kilos.
Yeah, we're going to play 23 Kilos, but I think I'll put that on at the end. But in the meantime, thank you very much, and we're going to now have some forthcoming attractions. Well, one on this show, and then one also then that's going to be actually live in Brighton tonight, but it's someone who I've just heard of, and it's their first gig, and I think they're rather good, so I thought I would just add it in for no good reason. Also, they've got a really great name. They're called Cat Fire Radio, which is like sit by the fire with your cat and listen to the radio, I think. Anyway, but they're really
I like all those things.
Yes. Although sadly, if you're listening,
cats, radios, fireplaces,
There you go. Maybe you should go to the Pavilion Tavern tonight at 8 o'clock on Saturday, the 2nd of March. But that's apologies if you're listening to the repeat or the podcast. But anyway, they'll presumably be doing other things. Anyway, let's get on with the show. And we'll have... OK, we'll start off with who's coming next week. It is going to be Nick Williams. Nick Williams, which is actually a band led by Nick Williams. There's about four of them, I think. And they're very good. So they're going to be live on the show next week. And then I'll play you the Catfire Radio. And then we'll play out with some more Mirica, but actually when she was called Kitten Kong. So thanks very much. And here is Nick Williams, who's coming next week. That's Nick Williams with Anniversary, Nick Williams and the band, and that is a track on their EP. But they'll be on the In Brighton live show next week. So tune in again next week at 5 o'clock on Saturday, 2 o'clock afternoon on Tuesday, or 7 a.m. in the morning. Or go to liveinbrighton.podomatic.com for the podcasts. This show will be a podcast on there very soon. Well, I say that next week. And then on In Brighton Live, the week after, it's going to be another based in Brighton duo called Rotate. So I'll play one of their songs too. This is from their album, their CD album. And this one is called Swallow Your Pride.
siren that the tail light fits. Chasing fragments, lost in space. Fruit and silence come to waste.
And that is Rotate. Now, as I said, based here in Brighton with the song called Swallow Your Pride. And that's on their album Sleep Tonight, which you can get from their website, which is www.rotate.co.uk. So it might not actually be www, but rotaite.co.uk into your internet address bar thing, and you'll find their website. And you can hear them playing live, actually live, on the In Brighton Live show on Radio Reverb on Saturday, the 16th of March. So that's not next week, it's the week after. And then obviously repeated during the week following. So Rotate, tune in to them as well. But I will leave you now with Mirica, when she was called Kitten Con. And this song is called Oriflame, and this is on her album 23 Kilos. So thanks very much for listening, and thanks very much to Mirica and JJ for coming to the Radio Reverb Studio.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's quite right. And so I'm Donald Shar, and I'll be back next week with Nick Williams and his band.
Of her and I, you hung them up against my bed. He said, "Just to remind."